Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Some of you veteran fans might recognize our new music. The song is called Round Ball Rock, and it was the intro for NBA on NBC, during what many might call the golden era of basketball. You had teases from Bob Costas and Marv Albert, battles between the Bulls and Jazz, Knicks and Pacers, Larry and Magic, MJ and Reggie. Up next, the reigning finals MVP sits down to talk less about basketball and more about his life, his favorite cartoon, his celebrity crushes. Don't worry, his wife knows. And our new partnership with Uninterrupted. All that and more on this edition of the Road Tripping Podcast.
Yes, ready?
Here we go.
You had the greatest day of your
cheers.
Life.
Cheers. Cheers.
No, get your ass up, dog.
Oh, God.
All right, cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Ooh. I gotcha. Wow. Welcome into another edition of Road Tripping with RJ and Channing. I'm your host, Allie Clifton, and tonight's guest, the one and only by himself. The most recent winner of Eastern Conference Player of the Month for the 34th time.
That's it? Oh, that's weak as hell,
that's
boy.
It, but hey, I have let won. Me read you some stats. Okay?
No, I don't want to hear stats. Numbers lie.
This will blow your mind. According to Basketball Reference, because we're all about doing that.
Uh-oh, statistics.
LeBron, who is our guest, has now won 34 of 80 possible Player of the Month awards in his almost 14-year career.
Politics.
That would be an astonishing 42.5%. But let me put it into perspective for you.
Okay.
Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
Won 16 in his career. How many seasons?
You know what?
20.
The West
Michael
Coast
Jordan
Conference.
Did as well. Combine those two, and it's still too shy of what LeBron has won.
Damn.
Jury's still out.
Then, let's move on.
He weak.
Kevin Durant has 14 and counting. Shaq, he won 12. Melo, 6 so far. As well as Steph Curry. Allen Iverson had 4. Tim Duncan, 3. So,
yeah, Tim Duncan rested.
He must be really good at basketball.
34.
Congratulations.
He's got a scrapbook.
Honestly, I would just like to say you're welcome for giving you the floor spacing you need
to do your
and
job.
Sacrificing my own game.
Yeah. And that's why I appreciate you, Channing. Without you,
you
man, on the floor,
you know
I wouldn't
what?
Be
about time.
Things.
Cheer. We're going to cheers that
no,
one.
No, we're not. You cheers yourself.
Oh, I will. I've plenty of times cheered myself.
Well, I appreciate it, Allie. Yeah.
Congrats. Yeah,
congrats.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank
that's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
No, this last one has to have meant the most. Well, no, you came off your worst month in like 10 years.
That was
your worst
and then
month?
Our team, but the team hasn't had a sub-500 month in
and
10 years.
And me personally, too, RJ, like you said, I haven't had a losing record in probably about –
It was
since
6 seasons.
Yeah, what's your deal?
It was almost 10. I think it was like 07.
It was 06, 2006.
Yeah, it was
okay,
long time.
So
yeah.
Was it 01?
About 9, 10 seasons. I haven't had a losing season in a month.
Damn.
So, you know, so to be able to come back in February and us, you know, do what we did as a team and me to be able to play the way I played. And it's just a byproduct of having great teammates.
All right, enough about basketball.
Bro, let's talk about your extracurricular things, the things you do outside the court.
Okay.
We know you have your hands in everything. What are some of the things that like get
wow
Bron
you
like
specify that?
No. How about this, Bron? What gets you like outside the court? What gets you like, man? I really want to learn more about this. I'm excited about this. Like, this is what I use on a daily basis, but like, you know, I want to be more involved in this business. What are the type of things that like you like that?
Well, I think right now, you know, being in a position where, you know, I have my own company on the you know, the heels of Warner Brothers in Burbank, California, Ooh. To be able to actually produce shows and produce movies and write scripts and things of that nature, and to see them come to fruition and see them on TV.
Right.
You know, obviously, you know, we had a hit show this past season called The Wall, and they gave us the opportunity to have a second season and actually add more episodes. So instead of us doing 10 like we did in season one, we're going to do 20
Ooh,
in season two. So, you know, that's great. And, you know, we're working on season 4 of Survivor's Remorse. That's on Stars.
Well, I love Stars.
Yeah, you know, it's things that I thought of when I was a kid, you know, like watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and watching, you know, The Cosby Show and watching Family Matters and things of that nature. It was like, man, it'd be great to just be like, you know, acting in those things or actually be one of those kids. So, you know, to see things come together is pretty cool.
Your mind on the floor, the way you are as a player, we all see that night in and night out. How similar, how different is that from your business mind and who you are as a businessman?
Well, I just think about everything. You know, I got to be very candid and educated about it before I actually execute it. And it's the same way with basketball. You know, I think about the game so much in ways that we can be better, ways I can help the team, you know, to put us in the best possible position to be successful on the floor to win a ball game. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not just going out and playing. And it's the same thing with me as a businessman, too. You know, I like to be very educated about what we're doing. You know, what's the pros, what's the cons? If I decide to make this move, what happens? If I don't decide to do this, what happens? And then, you know, to be able to have a blueprint of what we need to do to make it become successful. At the end of the day, like we all know, do we always win? No. Mm-hmm. You know, I've lost plenty of games. I've lost a few finals appearances. But I've always put myself in a position to be able to succeed.
You're one for one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a pretty. What's that? Was that 100%?
That's 100%.
Was that 1,000%? How does that go?
Listen, I'll tell you this.
How does that go?
I couldn't be in your situation because things come on my.
We know that. We know that.
Obviously, but like, you know, things get put on my desk where I'm like, oh man, this might be a great investment, and I think, ooh, if I lose that money, boy, hey, your boy, hey, my baby's gonna be eating ramen noodles. They're gonna be cold outside. We gotta sell the coats, okay. You know. So just the pressure of like the things you usually put your mark on. You know what I'm saying? Are like low key the show The Wall. I want to hate on it, but it's actually really exciting.
I always want to hate on something.
Right? No, no, no. I want to be like, well, that shit is weak, dog. You know, just to make fun of you. But also, the movie you were in was actually funny. I saw it the other day, dog, and that shit was funny.
Wait, but, Trainwreck?
Yes.
You just saw it the other day?
Yeah.
It's been out for like 3 years, right?
Yeah,
2 years?
Because you know what? Listen, before when you're not on LeBron's team.
He's not allowed to have cable in his house. His
wife. Are you kidding? Man, we got direct TV. It's too many channels.
Oh,
geez. Boy, it's too much.
That's
too much.
He can't subscribe
to
DirecTV,
holler at me, Channing Frye. You're too many channels. You need to simplify that for me. Anyways, no, it's
dumb
a great
it down.
Movie. I'm going to dumb it down. Anyways, I give you a lot of credit, man. The things you put your mark on, the things that you endorse are usually 98% awesome.
98% awesome.
I appreciate it.
No, but can
I'm working on the 2%.
But can we legitimately have a conversation here and for our you know dozens of listeners out there? I think the most successful thing you've done in the past, I don't know, 6 months to a year is probably partnering with Road Tripping.
Did you guys actually see the segue of that RJ plug
yeah,
that
he's
together?
Been waiting. Yes. He hasn't said one word.
He hasn't said one word. And he's like, he segued. That's phenomenal right there. You know what?
So I just think that was your best partnership. That was your best idea to be like, hey, I think you guys should come on board of Uninterrupted. And we were like, I don't know, man. We kind of we doing all right, you know. There's
yeah. What kind of wine you gonna hit us up with, dog?
Man, you know,
you know, you got them endorsements, homie.
Then he hit us with the Kanye
with
West
the Napa
line.
Valley.
He hit us with the Kanye West line of, "Hey, man, if you don't have an umbrella, you can get rained on, man." And it's just like, it's like.
Let me make sure I take good, you know, good care of you guys, man, because I like what you guys are doing from the outside looking in. So it's great to be partnering with you guys.
Yeah,
I'm happy
man.
To be.
I never.
Are you partnering with us or your owner?
No, you know. He's our partner.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to talk about the ownership part of it, but
you know, sometimes it's a partnership.
I was not in that meeting. That was crazy.
No, I don't think you have a. I don't think you have a vote, Chad.
No, I don't have nothing. I'm just a talent here.
Yeah, you don't have a vote.
All y'all do is give me free water.
You're a soldier.
Adult beverages.
You're a soldier.
You like Little John off Big Chuck and Little John. You Little John.
Pawns always go first, Chad.
That's all right, man.
You know what?
Not to toot our
here.
Not to toot our horn, but
toot, toot.
Is there something, given how well, obviously, you know the platform and what's going on Uninterrupted already, that this road tripping attracts you in terms of being different that allows you to want a partner?
Well, for me, I think it's, you know, for me, it's all about authentication and being authentic to what we talk about and just being able to be yourself. And that's why I started Uninterrupted, obviously, with my business partner, Maverick Carter. I came to him one day and I was like, listen, I'm tired of my words being, you know, chopped and diced and put out. And then you only see, you know, I've talked for 20 minutes and they only show the headline.
Right.
You know, so I was like, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of doing that. And I'm tired of people thinking or, you know, perception is everything, especially in our sport. People see a headline on social media and they automatically assume this is what you was talking about. So, you know, that's why I kind of see this as kind of, you know, the same thing where you're able just to kind of just get things off your chest, just talk about things, just no filter, no chopping, no cutting, you know, no pasting, mm-hmm. you know, just be yourself.
The one real compliment that I'll give when it came to when we were trying to decide who to go to and what to do and should we stay just our own, because it was kind of cool. Me, Allie, and Channing, you know, we you know, tried to get this together. Rafa was the number one guy. He helped us. Rafa was the first person like, hey, yeah, it's easy. Come on. I'll teach you guys how to do all this stuff. So the first one.
He didn't teach me nothing.
The first podcast he did, we did it with a mic inside of a wine glass and four of us hovered over it. Now we are here with headsets. We got
Ooh.
Equipment. We got all this stuff.
Ooh, we're stepping on up.
But the one thing is Devin from Uninterrupted, he hit me with stuff that I like. That was the one reason why I was like, okay, these are people that we should partner with. He hit us with, I see road tripping being bigger than just the Cavs. I think other teams can do this. I think you guys have developed a format. He was like, I think this is more than just a basketball podcast. I think this is a sports podcast. And so when you hear people that are taking your idea and they are growing it and they are expanding it and they are moving it to places that you were kind of just focused on, you know, we were on our sixth episode, and now you get a guy like that that's like, no, you guys can do this, you can do that. And that's a compliment to you guys about who you're surrounding yourself with, people with vision, people that can take a small idea and see a bigger picture within it. That there's not a lot of people like that, and that was something that right away was like, okay, I see where they're going with this. You know, so, no, that was something that I found was kind of unique in what we were trying to accomplish.
Well, I think what's also awesome is that, I'm not saying this for Allie, but I'm saying more.
Don't worry, Bron. We can edit and bleep anything that you want.
I'm saying you can talk.
We have a sidebar.
You can say you can have a sidebar.
He's having a quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Boop. Shout out to DJ Montage.
DJ Montage
in the building. He's going to do the commercials. No bullshit commercial music. We're going to have some real shit over here.
What commercial music? Here? On this?
Mm-hmm. We already got it.
We got the NBC joint.
No, I'm not. I love that, too, by the way. But I'm talking about, like, we're not going to have, like, you know how sometimes you hear, like, the elevator music sometimes in some people's commercials and shit. No, we're going to have some real, like.
Well, with Allie, we're just hoping, you know, we want equal opportunity, but it's just like some of the products that, you know, might get tossed Allie's way.
Equality.
Yeah, equality. They might not fit with the overall branding of the podcast, like Revlon, you know, makeup.
Oh, Uggs.
Uggs.
Hey, you guys were both in Ugg today.
Yeah, because you made us go.
Time out.
You made us go.
20 seconds.
You looked at me and you said, get in here now. And I was like, no, I don't want to go in there. And then you said, I'm going to whoop you. And I said, I don't want to go in there.
Oh,
she's a bully, man. It's crazy. You see Allie outside the thing. She's a bully.
You say everyone's a bully. Do you think it's just because you're softer than tissue paper?
No, I'm not soft. I'm going to tell you that right now. But I am sensitive.
It's sensitive.
Yeah, I'm sensitive, and I'm very nurturing. I want
my
people to be
in
happy.
College was Mack Truck.
Mack Truck.
Okay. Now.
Yeah, self-plug.
Here we go.
It's coming out. It's coming out.
Self-plug.
It's coming out.
Oh, man.
Allie, a.k.a. Mack Truck. MT.
That is arguably the worst nickname.
Why?
Okay. Channing, have you ever had a nickname? Besides
yeah. C. Murder?
C. Murder? Oh, my God.
C. Murder, C. Money.
Oh, my
Big
God.
Big Dog. You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't know what you're saying.
What else they call me? They call me Killer Slayer.
Oh, jeez.
I like that.
Yeah, you know
Killer
what I'm
Slayer.
Killer and a Slayer. PM, PM.
So what percentage of these nicknames
None.
Did you just make up?
Oh, 63%. No. C-Murder was tight back in like 7th grade.
What'd
they call me. C-Murder. Oh, sorry.
Who knew C-Murder where you were growing up?
First of all, I had all the No Limit albums, all of them. And I referenced Mia X at dinner.
You did? You did. Yep. Nice shout out, Mia
Listen,
X.
Mia X, Silk the Shocker. Mr. Magic.
But you were also listening.
Oh, my God.
But you were also listening to
Moby Dick, Cain and Abel. You shot him out.
First of all, Skilo's album, I wish, was very underrated.
Oh,
there was three good songs on there. It was like Skilo, I Wish, and it was like Superman and another song, and I used to bump that. That's when AOL came out, and I was trying to holler
Instant
at girls
Messenger.
On.
Yeah,
you were trying to holler at girls
ICQ?
On the chat. How
chat
did that go?
C-Murder.
Freshman year. So when I freshman year. So
no whammy, no whammy, no. Back to my room. edit that, Rafa.
Don't edit that.
That's before. That's before. That's before the misses. So it's all good.
Oh yeah.
That's
listen,
before the misses.
Everyone's got a pass.
Yeah,
yeah, Mack Truck. Oh, my God. You should have never told me that. You should have never told me
Do you
me
know
that.
Why she was called the Mack Truck?
Oh, Lord. Please. Okay, look.
What's the name of her
not
conference?
Enough editing. The Mack.
There we go, Channing. Good
the
guess.
Mac? I didn't want to acknowledge it, but yes. Yes, the
Mack. Okay. I didn't know if you knew the reference.
So you're a truck going through the Mac. How much did you
average
in college?
A truck going through the Mac?
No, it was more so I just took the weight room very serious.
Wait. Allie wants you.
Wait, are you a grunter when you lift?
No.
Oof.
No.
Hey, by the way, I was a grunter in Boston with you guys the other day.
Okay, look, low key, this girl was no
joke. In the
joke.
Room where
oh,
you guys
yes,
were?
Yes. Yes.
She was built like Adrian Peterson, and she was up here doing 10 sets of 15 of like
she was doing burpees by herself.
Burpees,
who does burpees
back
by themselves?
Squats,
that's a good
tire
exercise.
Flips.
It's a it great is. Exercise,
wall,
but by yourself.
Wall throws,
full body. It's a great
sit ups.
Mike Mancius for sure.
Yeah.
Listen, her thighs were built like construction tires, like thick as shit.
DJ Montage is like trying to picture what the hell Channing's over here talking.
Look at this. How about this? Do you remember that James Bond where the girl wrapped her thighs around that guy's head and choked him out?
Choked him out. Yeah.
She will pop your head off. Like a grape. That's what your head would be. That's how her thighs are big as hell, boy. She probably had a 40-inch vert. Yo.
Oh,
listen.
God.
But good for her. She was
good
how
for was
one
dinner,
of God's creatures.
Channing, how was dinner?
It was good. Life is good, man. Listen.
We ate good. We watched
we
the game.
Good. Watched the game.
Yeah.
You know, Chicago got a dub. The Dubs didn't get a dub. So. You know?
So Bron, it's funny. At All-Star Weekend, I get a text from a random number, and it goes, yo, this Draymond. And I'm like, okay. What up, Dre? What's going on, man? How you doing? I just want to let you know. And he's just sending us a text, All-Star Weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's an All-Star. Like, he's got his own thing going on All-Star Weekend. We're going to fucking destroy your podcast. I swear to God. And so I saved the text. And we're going to put him up on our road trip.
Yo,
Instagram.
He's doing good right now.
No, he's doing
he's
good.
He's phenomenal, man.
No, yeah. So cuz he's it's a very different format than what we're doing. But
right.
He's like, "We're going to fucking destroy your podcast." And I was like, hey, Dre, congratulations, man.
Yo.
He was like, I just want to let you know, I was at number three, and this is before we had dropped anything.
Right.
And this was definitely before Kyrie. Right. This is before Kyrie's pop.
This is before
the Flat Earth really started picking up steam.
Right.
So he was like, yo, we were at number three. And so I sent him a screenshot of like, hey, man, that's cute and all. Let me know when you get to number one. And he was like, yo, we were at number two today. And I'm like, Draymond, we both know there's nothing rewarding about being number two.
Oh, man.
I was like, there is nothing rewarding about being number two. He's like, you know, it's just going to be me and so-and-so, and that it's just going to be us. We're not going to have our teammates. And I'm like, Dre, like, you got your thing. We got ours. Like, we want to talk to teammates. We want to get that. He's an outspoken individual that wants to get it. But I didn't want to tell him. I was like, Draymond, you're a two-time All-Star. You're a champion. Like, you should be able to get some attention if you start a podcast, man. Congratulations. I'm like, you talk about two old bench players and our lovely sideline reporter. I was like, Draymond, like, you're at All-Star Weekend and you launch your podcast. Like, you should get some attention, man. I'm happy for you. We're going to fucking destroy your podcast.
He has a great guest coming on in a couple of weeks. I can't spill the beans.
Oh, that's
because, you know, I got the inside track on everything.
Yeah, I got a great guest coming on right now.
He has a great guest coming on.
But this is what I'm saying, though. One, unless it's you, it's not better than you.
Well,
two,
I mean, of course not.
Two,
of course not.
Dre, you can't. We are now a part of the same umbrella. You can tease his.
Yeah, you can tease his
so that he can build some steam.
No, that's the great thing about it.
We're all going to push each other.
We're all under the same umbrella, man. Dre does a great job. What he does out there out west.
If he goes above us on the podcast,
then it's time to crank
it up a little
bit. Let's keep pushing each other. Let's keep pushing each other.
And we had that conversation, and I can't wait to share because I took screenshots of all the text messages. But unfortunately, our Instagram was taken down. It's long story.
Conspiracy theory. Illuminati.
Yeah, no, that was one of the things that he said. He was like, "Yo, I think it's great that ours are different, but we can keep pushing each other." When he randomly sent me that text talking about we're gonna fucking destroy your podcast. I was like, "Oh, Dre, that's cute. You're number two." Then obviously we hit number one. Shout out to our man Kyrie and his open-mindedness.
Oh, man.
And we were at number one for about 3-4 days. But, when Dre hits number one, man, I'll truly be happy for him,
man. For sure.
So, that'll be good.
Yeah, now all of a sudden you have Golden State Warriors. You had the Cleveland Cavaliers, both with individual podcasts, trying to go number one and number two.
Yeah, I mean, we got to keep it going. It's both on and off the floor. Why not compete both on and off the floor? Just keep pushing each other.
Yeah. And
push it to the limit.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
hey, that was good, though. You know, that was good right there, Channing.
That was good. I just need to say something.
No, that was good, though. You was right on point about that.
Thank you.
Channing's good for one question and about 28 ad-libs.
Oh, 100%.
But if you go back and listen to the podcast – every single time you hear something new coming from Channing's mouth, and you just crack up laughing.
Yep.
Just some of that. Every time you look at me, you see something new.
Oh, jeez.
And you like it.
Yeah. That's how he ends up in the
Hey, bro, what's up with them new headphones, dog? Listen, they click in the middle.
They do.
What is that? The new Beats?
New Beats headphones.
Which one? Is it a little earbud?
He's trying to get a sponsorship.
Those a are magnet. Tight,
yeah, 8 hours of battery life. What? You charge it all the way up.
Eight hours straight.
Do they
got different colorways?
We do. We do got great colors.
That's crazy.
White, black, powder blue, purple, pink, red.
I like that olive army green.
Oh, God.
Is that really?
Yeah, got
Yo,
that
you got
too.
That fuchsia? What's up, homie?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, you want that?
I don't know. I just picked the most obscure color I could think of.
Yeah, I mean, we got them all. Listen, Beats by Dre, man, is that's family. So
it is family.
Yeah, they're a partner too.
Oh, so what? So damn, we got
damn,
a lot of family.
Why are headphones so weak?
We got a lot of cousins, man. Well,
man,
this family reunion is gonna be amazing.
Listen, since you guys are down with the family now, y'all got a lot of cousins, but y'all gonna have to meet at the family reunion when we have this summer.
Where is it? As long as it's not Cleveland,
This summer, man. Listen, you guys got a lot of people to meet. I don't know. We may do L.A. We could do Santa Barbara.
We could do Vegas.
I've never been to Santa Barbara.
You know, it's so relaxing. Tranquility. You know?
See, lines like that.
Anybody invite you, girl?
Who said you were invited?
Well, look, he eyeballed me. He guessed it, Jenny.
Whoa, he whispered it to you like that?
No, I didn't say it like that, especially not in that voice.
Whoa. He smized me.
He smized you?
What'd that mean?
Smiling with your eyes.
Oh,
jeez. Is that how you used to get the ladies?
Sorry, you know what? It's actually a
That's how you got the ladies at Arizona?
Next step model.
You smized them?
I think
that's illegal now.
It's very illegal.
What's illegal?
Allie. Come on, Mack Truck. What's up, girl? Let's talk about you. Wait. Seriously.
So Allie said that her name was Mack Truck because Allie played how much heavier and how much more did you lift
oh my
when
God.
You were? Tell us the number.
Are you doing bullet cleans?
Tell us the number, Allie.
No, I did simple. It was simple lifts.
Like bench press.
Leg press, squats,
bench press. Tell us how much more you weighed when you were college.
I played 30 pounds heavier.
What?
That's a lot.
You play what you play, power forward?
I was a three. I like to tell people I was LeBron James.
First of all, she played with, listen, she played with two knee
for
braces.
Those,
she's telling the truth.
High, Channing,
she,
no,
high
I
socks
didn't.
And she, high
I wore,
tops.
I wore LeBron shoes. I did.
That's
I
dope.
Wore the LeBron shoes.
I appreciate
shoes.
That.
Two in college.
Shout out Toledo. Uh-huh.
I wore the twos.
What number? I was 11 because it made me skinny.
What year was this?
Oh.
Just tell me what year and I'll tell you what number it was.
2009-10.
2009 of fives and sixes. LeBron fives and sixes.
Oh, wow. I like the twos, to be honest. Mm-hmm. They got a strap on them.
Oh, the twos is great.
The twos were great.
These had a strap on them.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they had a strap on them.
Yeah, I was in the league. I couldn't do it.
So you told people you were the LeBron James?
Well, when people are like, what position did you play? I'm like, I'm just like the LeBron James. I played that was
Yeah, you did a little bit of everything. Yeah.
Have you ever grabbed the rim?
Have I ever got? No. I've never tried.
Have you ever, like, done a layup but like slap board
have
and
you
looked at the crowd actually I got a couple bang outs
oh,
this year geez. Shockingly more than I thought
yeah
I
you
would.
Got a bang out this year who'd you bang out on this year
you know he's such a
TJ
nice
Ford
guy. Oh my TJ Ford was so good in high school dog.
He was fast as shit
yeah he was so quick man
injuries man
we did kills. Win against Texas
injury,
too.
Injuries kills man
Georgie Dang but he's such a nice guy man
what does that mean I dunked on Rozier I
like I was like
he's a great kid he's a Cleveland kid too
who
Terry Rozier, Cleveland kid.
Man, what's going on, man?
Can we talk about that? Can
we did. We talked about it last time.
What happened?
No. Did you hear what came out today?
What?
Oh, no.
Richard Jefferson threw the best tea party in Boston since the
That's what I said. The Boston tea bag party. That's sitting on a bench. I sat on a bench and everybody looked at me like I didn't say something funny.
Oh,
this shit is
man.
Funny.
Damn,
bro.
Man. I like Lil Terry, man. He's from Cleveland.
Yo, he's
man.
Good.
Yo, he's
he
good.
Is
he
good. But listen, he forgot that RJ is a super athlete.
You threw that lob,
and
boy.
I threw it up there like I was serving him. Like
yes,
I was serving
did.
You a spike.
Yes, you did.
Like it was summertime.
It was summertime volleyball.
And we was playing volleyball, and RJ yes. spiked that damn thing down
see,
for
just
sure.
Just rode down to the beach in his beach
and
cruiser.
It, so it was there fresh. Was a we talked about it a little bit on the podcast earlier, but there was a little disrespect there, but it was more of just a like a. If I really wanted to land on top of him and land on his head.
That happens all. It was more of a pride thing for him. It was more of a pride thing. You're on national television.
And you naturally react and throw the ball.
Because when I threw the lob, I can tell that he was like, oh, I can go get this. And then he realized that it's a little bit too high. And RJ, once he caught it, it was over.
It's so hard to backpedal.
And that's a natural swing for guys, athletes like myself and you, RJ Channing, exclude yourself. That's a natural swing on a lob like that.
It was.
It's a natural swing. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but.
Yeah, it was a three-point play.
It was a three-point play. Kyle ended up hitting the free throw, right?
Yeah.
Y'all never throw me lobs.
White
on
lightning.
Side.
White lightning. Shout out, White lightning.
When was the last time you caught a lob?
When's the last time I got thrown a lob?
By the way, your feet is never prepared for a lob, so you're not going to.
No. If you give me about from half court, good.
Oh,
I get one,
by
two,
the way, listeners, if you guys can see his feet, he looked like fucking
chop
Fred Flintstone right now.
Boom! I
starting his car.
Him.
No one has time
and then
for that.
It's a chop first. Look at the ball. You talk to yourself. Get it. Because you're never gonna get another one. Get it. One,
that's
two.
The problem.
Explode. And
the ball
bang
goes
out.
Through my hands and out of bounds.
First of all, no. If you throw it to me on my good side, I could get it. The other side, I can only jump one way. So
okay. I appreciate all of that story. When was the last time you caught a lob?
Probably maybe 2010, maybe
2010.
7 years ago.
Ooh, is it that long?
Yes, 2017.
Man,
my brother.
These years go by so fast.
Okay, they do.
Winning chips, shooting threes. That's cool though.
Brian, want to see something funny? Ask Channing what time it is.
Channing, what time is it?
Oh, this one, I didn't really set the clock. 11:05, homies. Damn, dog. You know what? Look, it's on
Channing, it's 11:06, man. Yo, What's going on?
I'm wearing a new watch. Yeah. I'm wearing a new watch.
No, it's not. I've seen that watch before.
Wait, Brian. He had an Apple Watch on earlier today.
It was wrong?
Yeah. No, he couldn't read it. It was Annalise like, oh, and he's like, oh, I don't know. And he's like, yo, you have a watch on. And it's an Apple Watch. It's a digital watch. And he's like, yeah, but I have the numbers on
the
there.
Analog. He had an analog on his watch.
You don't know the analog?
Those pressures.
So he threw out some random time.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, it's 376. Yeah, it's 376. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? I'm on that military. That military. Y'all don't know it.
Y'all don't know military time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's 2076?
Oh, yeah, yeah. 2642.
26.2. Any Fetty Wap? I knew that was going to be a good one. Do you know what time it is?
11:06.
Are you saying that because of your watch?
It's 11:07 now.
You looked at that. Okay.
11:07 now, but who's counting?
Yeah, it's okay. It's late. It's late. It's we need to get some sleep.
Oh, some sleep. Oh, jeez.
Sleepy deepy.
Yeah.
You said Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite cartoon?
I do.
Did you watch cartoons?
I watch cartoons. I still watch cartoons. I still watch cartoons. My favorite cartoon growing up was probably Pink Panther and Tom and Jerry.
Oh,
it was my favorite. It was my favorite growing up. I watched Tom and Jerry every single day. And also, you know who I loved too? Was Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. Like, I was always –
You're a Looney Tunes guy.
Yeah, I was a Looney Tunes guy. And as much as I loved all the other characters from, you know, obviously Bugs, obviously Daffy and all those other ones. But I was always fascinated with – the Wile E. Coyote trying to figure out how to catch the Roadrunner. And as hard as he was trying, if he would have just simplified some things, he would have. I mean, it was always so funny. He has, like, the greatest Acme bag of grenades or the greatest Acme bag of rocket launchers. And then it's like, if you just go grab him, he's right there. You try to light it, and it blows up in his face. It was like,
look at you.
I was always fascinated with that. So
it made me so mad. I'm not gonna lie. It was so frustrating.
I was so frustrated.
You know which one made me frustrated in the same way? Pinky and the Brain.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like just Brain, damn it. Brain, come on.
Oh my God.
You're so
Allie's close.
Allie's looking really confused. Are you not? Okay, so this is
Pinky
how bad.
Pinky and the Brain?
I was born in 88.
Okay, but Pinky and the Brain still should. You were like 8 years old, 9 years old.
Pinky and the Brain, it was right there. So the whole saying was.
One is a genius.
Yes.
The other
is insane.
To prove their mouth. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
Pinky.
Amazing.
It's Pinky and the Brain. So, yeah. Like, they get all the way there. So, their whole thing, Brain's whole thing every episode was,
what are we going to do today,
Brain? Same thing we try to do every day. Try to take over the world. Every single day.
Every day.
They get right there, and Pinky does something so stupid.
They're two mice. They're two laboratory mice.
You got Pinky who's tall. You got Brain who's short. Smart as hell with a big head.
With a fat head. So he always had this idea of how to break out because they were always running experiments. That's how Brain got the big head.
Exactly.
And they were trying to take over the world. So everything's like, so what are we going to do today, Brain? And he's like, same thing we do every day. Try and take over the world. So every episode was them literally trying to take over the world, and they would get so close. Like Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner close.
So close.
And every episode, it just failed.
And then Pinky at the end, Pinky would do something like forget to just hit the light switch in the house.
You had one job.
Forget to tie a shoe, and they trip over the shoelace and fall. And stuff. Like that close to taking over the world.
They were full on elaborate plans.
Yes.
One time they built a paper mache planet above the other planet, above Earth. And they were trying to attract people up. And it was just like, it was like the most elaborate bullshit plan.
Yep.
And it just always failed.
Yep. It always failed.
So you watch cartoons today?
Yeah, I watch cartoons today. My favorite cartoons today would be like, I love the SpongeBob SquarePants. It's hilarious to me. Teen Titans. I love Teen Titans. Yes. It's a couple more that I love as
Look
well.
Look at
so,
him. Wait, what's going on, bro?
Who's this guy?
Yeah. Yo, what's up, big fella?
What's going on, big fella? What's going on?
Bloop.
I mean, obviously, you guys heard the bloop before, so y'all know who here, Mr. Kyrie himself. What's going on, brother?
Kyrie, you want some headsets?
Of course.
Wait, here.
Now, you know what? I was a DuckTales guy, and the thing that bothered me about DuckTales was how Scrooge McDuck kept diving into them damn coins.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yo, Scrooge, that would hurt like a mofo. diving in all them coins, and you can't hit your little nephews off with nothing.
Yeah,
hit his nephews off with nothing.
Right.
Give them boys a good 401k and let them be about their business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, give them a little stipend. Nope. He wanted to be stingy.
No, Scrooge McDuck wasn't sharing. No, he wasn't sharing nothing, man.
Nothing, man.
He was all about himself. He was the original
Batman. I was a big Batman guy. Yeah. Like the original series where they got the original voice for the Joker. And then I was a big, like, Power Rangers guy.
I was a Power Rangers guy, too. I definitely wanted to be a Power Rangers.
Were you ever a Power Ranger for Halloween?
Never. I never had real costumes for Halloween. Oh. My mom had to bootleg my costumes for Halloween. So she would get, like, cloth from, like, the cloth store and make my outfits, sew my outfits, and, like, be like, oh, yeah, you're a Space Ranger this year. And I get roasted when I went outside. So finally I said,
I'm going to be honest. Where I grew up, you was not allowed to be a Power Ranger. They would beat the shit out of you.
Right. Why?
Because and where I grew up, it was, like, certain you could be Jason Voorhees. You could be Michael Myers. You could be Freddy Krueger.
You had to be something serious.
You got to be some real shit. You can't show up as a Power Ranger. They're going to beat the shit out of you and take your little outfit off. You show up as the Blue Ranger.
Damn. First of all, the blue one was the weakest. Let's keep it 100.
You show up as the Blue Ranger, it's over for you.
Look, you could be two, three Rangers, green, white, or black.
The white Ranger with the gold was phenomenal.
What? Oh, man, listen. When they were like, who is the White Ranger? I was like.
But by the way, Channon, tell them about your favorite cartoon guy, superhero.
Which one?
Captain Planet.
Oh, that fool's weak as hell, boy. No, he is weak. You throw some rusty garbage pail on the fool. He did.
Captain Planet.
Man, throw a banana peel on him. He's
our hero. He's gonna take pollution down to zero.
Nope. No, we not. Listen, nope. Hey, listen. I'm gonna tell you, my carbon footprint would fuck him up right now in the truck I drive. Listen, that's 13 miles to the gallon. He did. Look, Captain Planet, he weak, man. Oh, that was the worst. I was like, Captain Planet.
With our rings combined.
No, okay, listen.
What?
Okay, it's 2017, but what's up with the heart now?
I'm sorry. You know, before we go to 2017, I forgot one more, too. Thundercats was.
Oh, low-key?
Thundercats.
How hot was Chitara?
What?
I'm so serious right now.
Yes.
The only one I know is Tom and Jerry and Pink Panther.
No, Thundercats.
She didn't have TV or electricity. She's out there churning butter and out there milking the cows. Listen.
Yo.
Mack truck. Squeezy, 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 squeezy. She's out there in the barn.
Channing.
Hey. Come on.
I don't know. Alley. By the way, Kyrie's here, and I don't know if he's caught up to speed on the nickname that Allie's nickname back in the day.
Okay.
Channing, let him know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we can hear
Allie's
you.
Allie's nickname was Mack truck.
Oh, no, she told us that before.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah, Channing does.
Oh, you know I don't listen.
Night joke.
You either don't listen or don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember. I told you guys I have low mild grade ADD.
Why they call you Mac Drug?
Because I took the weight program very serious.
She said she was in there doing bench press.
Her game. Ask her who her game resembles. what she used to tell people.
I played 30 pounds heavier in college. It was more solid. It was one of those where, like, I would set a screen. This is the whole thing. I would set a screen and people would, like, bounce off me.
Because girls play dirty as shit. I'll tell you that right now. Y'all play dirty.
I did.
Because she's so humble.
And, you're a good screen setter.
I was.
You have a number in the Raptors?
Channing is not.
Oh, my God.
She's the worst on our team.
I would say the worst.
But listen, Allie, you was a LeBron James of the Mac back in the day.
That's what she said. Her game resembled like LeBron James.
She was a LeBron James. She said she did a little bit of everything.
No, I did.
What?
But you're – I meant more so like people were like, what position did you play? I would say LeBron because I played the three.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I would just
I'm a three,
people.
Too. I'm a three. I like that. Listen, you could get a bucket. You can rebound. You get an assist here. Take a charge.
So I'll say, have you ever done a layup and slapped glass and like got hype because you actually got up higher than you thought?
No.
You asked that question.
You asked that 15 minutes ago.
But I didn't answer it.
She didn't answer it. So
you didn't even know if she answered it or not. You just was hoping that she said that. You don't remember.
No, I don't. Much good stuff happens. I'm trying to stay in the moment, man. Stay present. Yes. Time is a misconception.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Like Inception.
Oh, man.
Ooh, crazy. I love movie. That movie.
Okay.
That's a great
Can we talk about, like, the greatest movies of all time?
Oh, please.
And do we have to – we got to set a genre, right? We have to because –
101, 101 Dalmatians, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Phenomenal movie. Lion King, phenomenal
movie.
Oh, we're talking about – wait, hold on. talking about anime?
Yeah. Oh, no, listen. So I said, let's set a genre.
Okay. So what?
You go ahead. You pick.
Okay.
You pick. What's your genre?
Genre?
Yep, go ahead.
Would be first of their kind.
Oh, what?
What?
How about drama?
Thriller.
How about this? Listen, just listen to what I got to say. Listen to what I got to say.
No,
first of their kind. Imagine Jurassic Park. Nobody, everybody,
not a hard
first of their kind was like, oh my God.
How's it first of their kind? We all know about dinosaurs.
No, because at that time, think about Jurassic Park.
Godzilla was a first of its kind.
Twister?
That's
not Twister was a first
Twister,
of its kind.
I like Twister.
Thank you.
But I don't think that that's really going to get us where we want to go.
There's
no
way.
Like we're going to argue. We're going to argue over
I'm sorry. Listen, we all have Apple TV, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think any of us have ever seen a list that says first of its kind.
You know what? That's what they want you to think.
You know what? Hey, y'all go. Hey, listen, Kyrie here now. That's why Channing is in a whole different zone right now. That's what they want us to think.
Drama. Your favorite drama movie. Best drama movie.
Shawshank Redemption. My number one.
Ooh, somebody getting holy ghost back
here. Shawshank is my number one movie.
Drama.
Part of the reason why I like Shawshank is because there's no like crazy action. There's no gun scene. There's a little bit in the beginning, and then obviously the escape at the end. But it's really just a story of, friendship. Anytime you get Morgan Freeman narrating something, you're in for a good movie. But that's just me. That's my personal number one.
I'm gonna have to piggyback that RJ too, man. I mean, just the whole story of our man Andy Dufresne.
Oh, Andy Dufresne, man.
I mean, and just knowing what he went through, and creating that friendship in a place where it's 23 hours of lockdown. Oh. We got 1 hour of daylight, 23 hours of lockdown, but just creating that friendship. Being able to manipulate, the warden, but also at the same time, educate some of the inmates that was in there that wasn't mentally able to educate themselves. And then just like you said, anytime you got, Morgan Freeman's voice on something, it's already made for
gold. We're trying to get him to do the intro. They haven't called us back yet. Well, for the song. That's what we were hoping with the partnership.
We may be able to get that done.
Yeah.
Kyrie, so. Drama.
I'm going to leave it on Channing.
I would just say Crash. I love Sandra Bullock.
Awesome movie.
I hated Sandra Bullock's guts.
Why? Why did you hate her so much?
No, because
in Crash. In Crash.
I love Sandra Bullock. I love you, girl.
Shout out Sandra Bullock. Channing Frye loves you. What's your Instagram?
Real C. Frye.
Sandra Bullock, look him up.
Crash, I was in the movie theater and was going to walk out because I hated her guts so much. And I said, you know what? She should deserve a
No, it's an Oscar.
Oscar.
Yeah, I don't
know. Grammy.
Too many. Emmy, Oscar. Grammy.
Yeah.
Oscar,
was she singing in the movie
Tony.
To get a Grammy?
Tony.
She got a Tony.
Tony.
She got a Tony.
Me, because I'm not really, when I go to movies, I don't want to see all that mess. Like, I don't want to get emotional. Like, I get
not?
Too empathetic. I put myself in that situation. I sound like horror movies, because I'm like, no, hey, I'm the talker in the movie theater. No, you stupid. No, see, that's why you did. That's why he got you.
Speak on the emotional part, Channing, before we continue, can you guys name a movie that you guys actually cried on?
Oh.
And I don't mean to take y'all to a sentimental place, but,
real
men cry. And, if you guys would like me to go first, I can.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an idea.
I'm going to be honest. I cried on Lion King.
Lion King.
Yep. I cried on Lion King, man. And
Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah, Scar, bastard.
Yeah. Channing, you already know Scar, that bastard. When he killed Mufasa, man, I couldn't believe it.
Mufasa.
I couldn't believe it, man. I cried watching that movie. And there's – damn, because this is actually a TV show that I cry every time I see this scene. But it's not a
this
movie,
is us.
So we talk about
it. Oh, no, let's say the TV show. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
When
his father, yeah. That
I don't need him. I didn't need him.
Listen, I cried.
Why doesn't he want me?
Why doesn't
he want me?
Every single time that episode comes on.
Oh, it's hard to watch.
It's
and for you listeners, if you haven't seen it yet, so, obviously we all know Cheers, Sky.
I was just moving that just in case.
Okay.
Well, Cheers, Channing.
Had two Moscow.
If you guys don't know, Will Smith obviously comes from a single-parent household in Philadelphia to California. Long story, make it short.
Born and raised.
So his father comes out of nowhere to California and decides he wants to be a part of Will's life. And, Will's been looking forward to this for years. And they go to like a amusement park or to a fair or whatever, have a great time. And he tells Will all these gas-ass stories about, listen, when I'm leaving tomorrow, you're going with me. We're going to keep this thing. We're going to continue this. This is the greatest thing ever. So he gassed the shit out of Will. And the next day, Will got all his bags packed. He's all ready to go. And before Will comes downstairs, his dad comes into the house, talks to Uncle Phil, and tells him that it's not going to happen. And he was so damn shallow and such a jerk, he couldn't even tell Will to his face. So he said, can you tell him? Tell him to Uncle Phil. And he just left. So Will came downstairs happy. Listen, I can't wait to get out of here. My dad, this is the greatest day of my life. Boom, boom, whoop, whoop. And Uncle Phil had to break the news to him that it wasn't going to happen. And Will went crazy. Will was like, you know what? I don't need him. You know, I got to this point without him. You know, I'm going to have my first girlfriend without him. I'm going to have my first kid without him.
I rode my
you
bike
know?
Without him.
I rode my bike without him.
Made my first shot without
him. I've been through 16 goddamn years of my life without him.
Oh, at that, I was on the floor like,
16 years.
You don't need him. You don't need him.
And at the end, he finished off and looked at Uncle Phil. He's like, why he don't want me, man?
That's crazy.
And at the, and every single time, I shed a tear. It's like, and it could come from just like, you know, just obviously me being a part of a single-parent household and never seeing my father and, you know, things growing up when I was a kid. But it's just an emotional part.
Dude, it's what emotional fair by attitude.
You're a big fan of Will Smith, too, aren't you?
Love oh, God.
What is love it? Will Smith.
And then Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh! That's another when one. They were kicking the door down.
When they
I
were
lost
in the
it.
Oh, man. Yeah, when they were in the train station.
Oh.
Yeah, kicking the door down when he was, yeah, when he had his boy wrapped.
Right.
You know, in the bathroom.
I just had my son, right? And then I watched that movie. And I literally was like bawling. Dude, I yeah. could not imagine having a struggle like that with my son, having to look at me and know the situation that we're in. It's like a whole nother level of like, that's why I can't watch those movies because yeah. I get too into it. But that is, it was
intense.
Crazy.
It intense. Is intense.
It's
it
too
is
much. Kai. Too much.
Kai. Art. What's next?
What are some of your favorite movies?
Yeah, what's some of your favorite movies, Kyle?
Oh, well, drama.
No, you can pick
Departed.
Whatever.
The Departed.
Departed. Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
So good.
Jack. Yeah.
So true.
Who's well in Departed?
Leonardo DiCaprio, oh. Jack. Technics.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Mark
Wahlberg. Matt Damon.
Yeah. It's like.
It's like, a real thing.
Yeah, what's up? Like,
who the fuck
movie?
Are you?
Yeah. Other
who the
guys.
Fuck am I?
Yeah.
I'm the guy doing my fucking job. Who the fuck are you?
It's nuts.
Have you guys, okay, do you guys think Other Guys is extremely underrated?
Under Guys the movie?
Other
like
Guys the movie.
The comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, the Other Guys that just
hilarious.
Came out?
No.
Oh, no, the one with Nice Guys. With, that was the Nice
oh,
Guys.
Nice Guys. Other Guys is with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's really good.
It's
really
funny. It is.
Will
Ferrell cry laughing.
When he with Eva Mendes, his wife, my plain ordinary wife.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna go. Oh man,
I'm just gonna go out here. You know, you want to put that hussy outfit on, looking like a ragamuffin like, in front of my friends.
Ragamuffin.
Oh. Yo, and Eva Mendes is looking delicious and nutritious.
Oh my God!
But by the way, Eva Mendes is one of my favorite women of all time. Even my wife knows it. I mean, it's like,
you know what? I'm a ScarJo. I'm a ScarJo.
Yeah, me too.
ScarJo, Joe, what's up?
Listen, I got.
Marvel will not see, like that.
It's like three Jennifers. Like I love Jennifers. Like I'm a Jennifer Aniston guy.
Oh.
A Jennifer
Did
Lawrence
you see her
guy.
At the Oscars?
Oh, Jennifer Aniston when she was talking nasty. Bone dog.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Edit
oh
that.
My God.
Ralph, edit that.
No, yep. We're not.
We're not.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh.
Those are my three Jennifers that I love. And then it's Scarlett Johansson and it's Eva Mendes. Oh. And I have to put her in another one in there too, but it's my guy's wife too, so I don't like to talk about her. But I mean,
Jessica Biel
is unbelievable. Oh,
hey, JT,
you my man.
You're my guy too.
Man,
I love you, dog.
You got an unbelievable wife, man. Congratulations to you.
JB
you
know is that. My girl, dog. Congratulations
they
on your wonderful
together.
Marriage.
They belong together.
Y'all belong together.
So like, if you guys could, you guys are stuck on a deserted island, and you guys could only take one CD, music, one movie, one food, meaning like one
style,
one genre, and no, that's it. I like that. I like that. Let's CD. Just, let's leave it at that.
CD.
So one music CD.
CD.
That
CD.
You have to listen to.
Okay, I got you.
One movie to watch every single day.
Okay.
And one style of food eat every
day. Okay, this is what it's going for me.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's a tough one. Okay. Okay. No, no, no. There's two. There's two, and I'll just say this. It's either one, and you guys will understand. Either Bob Marley Legend.
Okay.
Or Lauryn Hill. Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Oh, great.
That, that just top to bottom.
Wow.
Start just press play.
Wow.
Or
and you cannot pick no greatest hits, guys.
No, it's not great hits. No. These are
right. This is no greatest hits.
How many are you giving up?
No, I just said two. I just said two. I honestly I couldn't pick between those two.
You're on a deserted island.
I'm on a deserted island.
You get one.
And I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think between the two, and I would probably go. I'd probably go with Bob Marley.
Okay.
Just because
phenomenal.
Just
right. It's gonna put you in that place.
It's gonna put me in that place. Like Lauryn Hill gets you a little too. You know, thought provoking and get you emotional. I just need somebody just to kind of keep me cruising.
I got you. Movie.
A movie.
Yep.
If I'm on a deserted island, I'm going to have to laugh. So I'm going to say something just stupid, probably like old school.
Just something
where I'm just going to laugh. Like, you got to keep me in my
mood. And you're going to be able to go shrieking, too.
Yeah, I'm going
to
keep shrieking just around in circles by myself.
Going shrieking through the quads.
Through the quads, yeah. Bring your green hat.
Bring your green hat.
Yeah.
Okay, and then one food, like one genre of food.
Mexican
food. Wow. It makes sense.
I'm an Arizona guy. I'm a California kid. Yeah,
it makes sense. Channing.
CD, Purple Rain.
Okay.
By Prince.
Okay.
Because I think
we don't need all the excuses. Just keep going.
Okay, well, wait. Movie would be Berry Gordy's The Last Dragon.
Okay. Ooh.
Because listen, I'd go.
That's a soundtrack too.
If I'm on a deserted island, it's that or The Kickboxer with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh,
because
man.
I'm gonna be hitting them palm trees like a mother ever.
So you're trying to kick the cookies now and then.
Cook, I'm gonna be killing the fangs.
Okay, and then obviously you already
food.
Know.
No. Actually, Italian, because
phenomenal choice.
Because listen, being over in Italy, right, and then getting that food, it is like they give you four ingredients, right? It's like pasta, olive oil, like a little green leaf, and a tomato, and you eat that, and it blows your mind how good this shit is. Like, you're like,
blows
what?
Your
you're
mind.
Like, what's in this? They're like, oh, yeah, pasta, olive oil, tomato, and a little green leaf.
You didn't do it right. It's the pasta with a little olive oil on the top and then a little mozzarella.
Yeah, you got this. Oh, that's it? Where do you get that from? They're like, oh, yeah,
out back. Just put people there, Channing. Put them there. Put the listeners there.
People, food, like Italian food in America, like, is nothing.
Wait, Olive Garden? What?
With the breadsticks at Olive Garden?
They put crack in it. Because they know damn well you fill up on the breadsticks.
I shit you not. When I lived in
what's
San Antonio.
What's the most breadsticks you've ever eaten? Red lobster?
When I lived in San Antonio.
Oh, cheddar biscuits.
When I lived in San Antonio, I took a girl to dinner and I took her to Olive Garden.
She was so happy?
No, she was just like. Because I was like, yo, come on, what do you say? You want to go to dinner? And she's like, yeah, you know, let's go to dinner. And I took her to Olive Garden only because I really wanted their salad and breadsticks, right? And she was just like, and then you realize.
They come out with the great salad with the tongs.
First of all, that salad is nice, the dressing is perfect. So I had to take her to a drink afterwards.
Yeah, Kai, sorry to cut you off, RJ. Kai.
I'm all over the place, guys.
You got the CD. You got the music. I mean, you got the CD.
Kyrie
you got
is
the
not a
movie.
CD guy. What?
How are you gonna tell him?
He's a music crazy.
Music guy.
What do you mean?
Relax over there, big.
Yeah, yeah. He just loves music.
Learn about the guy.
He loves music. I'm learning
new things about you every day.
The first one with the CD would be Sam. It would be Sam Smith, "In the Lonely Hour," "Drowning," "Shallows." Though it's like a 20-song one.
Phenomenal.
I don't know if you guys listened to it. It was "In the Lonely Hour" by Sam Smith. Shout out Sam Smith. And then "Good Will Hunting" would be my movie.
Phenomenal.
Oh, man. My dad showed up. Oh, you know what?
Here it goes.
Do you, have you guys ever seen the movie Simon Birch?
No.
See, I have.
That's what I said.
Armadillo?
Here it goes.
Armadillo? Yeah.
Yeah. My dad made me see that when I was like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And that movie has been stuck with me for the Simon Birch, you got it's crazy.
I want to say something, and I don't know how it's going to be received.
We got the food. We got the food.
I've never seen Good Will Hunting.
Which one is that? Is that with her, out in the winter, and then the one guy's trying to take advantage of the one people?
It's with, yeah, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
Oh.
That's Deliverance. Rafi said that's Deliverance. That's way different.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and what's your food?
Kai, you knew what I was talking about. I know my food's going to be soul food.
Good, yeah, but good.
You know I'm fat as hell. Kai's going soul food.
No, I'm going to
be cracking soul food out.
Look, yeah, you're going to be fat as hell on that island.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Deserted, baby.
Hey, like, you ain't got to look good for nobody.
I'm going to be there by myself. I'm going to go crazy.
Why are you talking? Do you not hear the whole premise of the story?
I mean, yeah. My CD. Wow. This is so tough, man.
You can give us two and then pick one.
Can I make a mistake?
So, I mean, it would be between Off the Wall, Michael Jackson, which is like my favorite Michael Jackson CD, or Jay-Z Blueprint, which is phenomenal. My movie.
The first Blueprint?
Yeah, the first one. Blueprint, just the original Blueprint.
Right.
My movie selection is two movies that I'm in love with. It's actually three, and it sucks because I talk. So, obviously, the Godfather. Right. It's my favorite, but it's hard because I can't just take The Godfather 1 and not take 2 and 3 with me.
Oh, you so like 3?
I like the whole thing.
Oh,
I mean, it's
3 was like, come on.
No, 3 was – it wasn't up to par with 2 and 3, but if you would have put out Godfather 3 before 1 and 2, you'd have been like, oh, this is a very good movie.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And then my other two movies, I'm sorry, and I'll decide which ones I'm going to take, is Gladiator. Mm-hmm. And I actually named my middle child – Maximus, his middle name is Maximus, after Maximus Aurelius Decimus.
Ooh.
And then the other movie will be Rain Man, which is like one of my all-time greatest movies of all time with Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise, where his brother has
autism,
and he's like the smartest guy in the world, and his brother is like a money optimistic ass person, and he just like only cares about the money that his dad is leaving him or hasn't left him. And then my food will be Italian. I'm agree with you on that, Channing. I've been in Italy a few times. Their food is just so authentic.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Clean. And yes, you're gonna get fat
clean
as hell.
Is the right word.
You'll get fat as hell.
Oh,
for
you're
pasta.
Gonna get fat.
You're gonna get fat as hell with the pasta, but it's so clean. It's so fresh. It's just so delicate how they prepare. You can watch the ladies like actually prepare the ravioli like at 8 o'clock in the morning for dinner at 10 at night. They give you 4 or 5 courses. It's like unbelievable. So
every course is 4 hours.
Yeah, it's 4 hours
because they want to talk to you the whole time. You're like, damn, I'm hungry.
No,
it's
so it's like 5 courses. Yes. They come out and they just course by course by course by course by course, and they do not let you leave until all the courses.
No, but isn't it crazy though? Like the difference in cultures. Like so, even when we eat breakfast in like the brunch room, the minute your plate is clean, right? They ask you, "Can I take this up?
Right?
Can I pick this up?" So if you go to dinner over in Italy, it's like if you just eat and then get the check, they're like, "Oh, why are you leaving so soon?"
Right, right.
Like they want you to sit there. They want you to have wine. They want you. They want it to be an experience.
Experience.
They want
exactly.
it to be a dining
they want
experience.
You to be experience.
Like have the wine, the have the gelato, yeah, like chill, yeah. like yeah. cheese, yeah, like
cheese.
You know, like it is like you can be there for 20 minutes and you're like, "Why haven't they taken our order?" And it's like, "Well, enjoy the bread and the olive oil."
Oh.
And it's just a different experience.
Yeah,
like going from one place
block
to the next.
Out 2 hours for yourself.
Yes.
Because it's even longer than that, Channing. Yeah. I mean, we do our dinners and it's almost 1 hour and a half, 2 hours. You got to block out like 3. Like you go late and you're gonna stay late.
Yes. Yeah. And they're like, "Okay, listen, we got this wine with this salad. So until you finish these bottles of wine with this salad, then we're not even gonna come back. As soon as you eat that, then we're gonna wait another 10 minutes.
Melon and,
yeah.
and
oh,
prosciutto.
Prosciutto. Yeah. Oh. Then they're like, "Here, we'll give you the appetizers. Then you're gonna get a little calamari. Then you're gonna get a little prosciutto. Then you're gonna get the little melon and prosciutto. Right.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna eat that. Then you're going to have another bottle of wine."
Are you
going
to break down the entire course?
I was actually going to stop.
And the thing, like, the difference between the difference between America Italian and Italian is that they don't serve their pasta with meat.
No.
You know how
really?
Sometimes here in America, you
they
go somewhere and they give you the pasta with chicken. They give you the pasta with shrimp. They give you the pasta with the fish. No, you get the pasta. You eat that. And then after that, then you get the meat portion.
Right.
You get your fish or you get your
everything
chicken.
Is a separate.
Everything
like,
is separate.
Pasta is separate. Like, so it's like salad,
pasta.
Yeah, so you can have a risotto. You can have like a mushroom risotto, or you get like a pasta like a
so good.
Like a aglio olio sauce where it just is just like olive oil and salt and pepper and it's just marinated, you know, and just it's like a meal. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
Shout out to
Allie. It's your turn.
For what?
For your three.
For your three.
Oh, my three.
Oh Lord, here we go.
Alanis Morissette.
My TLC.
Three non-blondes.
TLC.
Yeah. I used to be Left Eye when I was a kid. TLC.
How many people were you when you were a kid?
I wasn't anyone else.
You're a LeBron. You're a TLC.
Well, I had to be someone on the court.
You're sitting in a corner reading
the
book upside down. Like, what were you doing?
Channing, I'm over you today.
She's a bat.
TLC. What was the next one? Movie?
Movie.
Yeah.
The Notebook.
Probably 50 First Dates.
50 First Dates was
Yeah, awesome. I love Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Adam was great.
Of course you do.
And
did you buy his CDs? What you look like you bought his CDs.
No. And then what? You don't like
And what's your food?
You don't
What's your food?
Can I do a meal?
Yeah.
Like
absolutely.
Like breakfast. Anything breakfast.
I'm a big breakfast guy too. I love breakfast, French toast.
And you can eat it at any time
of the day. Oh, anytime. Absolutely.
That's not true.
Yes, hey, I'm with you on that,
Oh,
Allie.
My God, I love breakfast for dinner, breakfast for lunch.
No, I'm joking. I just had breakfast.
But now
I just had breakfast like 30 minutes ago, I swear to you. Good place.
We
Art
have
Thomas's,
two
sure.
of the biggest, I would say, readers.
You're
so
welcome.
Let's segue into books.
Who?
Okay.
Kyrie?
You're definitely not talking about me and Channing.
And LeBron.
Channing and RJ, the two biggest readers.
The last book I read was Go to Fuck to Sleep.
What?
Is that a real book?
Down,
so swear to God, it's a real book. Yeah. I read it to my kids.
So is it, what, 12 pages?
Yeah. So
yeah, it's like comic books.
Oh, comic books. I'm a big comic book guy. I read.
Do you read Go to Fuck to Sleep to your kids? Is there cuss words in the movie? Or
in
the book?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What do you say?
I don't cuss them. I say, go the... to sleep, guys. Yeah. They like the pictures. It's actually a very funny book.
You like
and then
the pictures?
Morgan Freeman, if you go on YouTube, it's his voice, and then you can get the edited version. It's actually very funny.
That's phenomenal.
So Morgan Freeman puts my kids to sleep sometimes. Sorry.
Noise.
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 Noise. So it's not underrated because it won
a Tony.
It didn't win a Tony. It won a Summit. Oscar.
No, it didn't win an Oscar.
It didn't win an Oscar. Yeah, it won something, but I absolutely love Key & Peele. I think those guys are geniuses. I loved Keanu.
Genius? I think genius is a very loose term.
Dude, those guys are amazing. Like, to make those many skits between those two and still be relevant over five, six seasons is
it was three.
It wasn't three. It was five.
Kyrie,
right?
You recommended the book over All-Star Emotions by
Osho. Yep.
Yeah.
What Osho
else? Cinco.
And you're Osho. Reading one now, right?
Yeah. It's called Total Freedom by Jiddu Krishnamurti, but I'm stuck in it.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
It means that like my pen is just in between pages right now, and just it gets to a point where sometimes all the wording gets mashed up
because
some of the craziest minds in the world, they'll put a very, very simple message, but they'll bunch up a whole bunch of words into it, and then it takes me a while to kind of read over them, and it's like sometimes I gotta look up words that I don't know, so I'm on there looking up words and trying to get the whole concept of what he's trying to convey to me. So it's a lot.
It's like the equivalent to a writer having writer's block.
Yeah,
you know, you just come to a point where it's like
you don't want to overload your mind.
You don't want to overload your mind, so you have to kind of stop. You have to stop.
Do you read to challenge your mind, or do you read to
fulfill? Fulfill it. That's all.
Bron,
that's all to get it full.
Yeah.
Well, we gotta give our listeners, our dozens of listeners, like two or three books.
Two or three books.
You're reading one now.
Have
correct?
You read The Alchemist?
I have.
Have you seen the show?
I couldn't. For me, it took me a second to whether I wanted to hear it, like, be read to me, or whether I actually wanted to read it.
I can't do audiobooks.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Nah, you can.
You'll be,
I just feel like
you
I retain
so,
the knowledge better when I read.
What I found was that it was just individuals that have just very, very reworking minds. Like, if I asked them, they were like, you should read The Alchemist. You could read The Alchemist. And I asked Bron if he read The Alchemist, and what can you tell us just in a short synopsis of how The Alchemist has been applied to your life and what you took from that book and how it was a segue to other paths that you took and other journeys and things that you wanted to know and change in your person.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I've always tried to, like, look at the, obviously, the author. The author, and sometimes the author has his different way to try to convey what he was thinking into your mind. And for me, growing up and being the kid that I was at the time, the whole thing about empowerment of yourself and having your visions become a reality, and the more and more that you dream and actually talk about something that you want to do, it can become true. And that's what that was one of the one things that I got out of it, you know. And as complex as that book is, and as deep as that book is,
yeah, for sure,
it is so deep. I was able to figure out a way to translate it to my life at that point in time, where I was like, oh, wow. You know, I can remember when I was the 11-year-old kid, and I was just like, I was telling myself, why me some days? And I was also telling myself, okay, well, let's change that narrative. Mm-hmm. Let's change the narrative of why me and why us and why are we put in this position? Let's change the narrative. So it's pretty cool.
Is that a narrative that matches – this is crazy. Sorry. It's coming back to me.
It's coming to you.
What happened last year?
As far as what?
Winning a championship in Cleveland?
Yeah. I mean, you wanted to change the narrative. I mean, you hear so much about – for me, obviously, you guys are now part of it now. You're a little bit more than Channing and RJ, you know, because you've been with the franchise for a little bit longer. But you just hear so much about, like, there's no way – we can do this, from all sports, from, you know, the Cavs to the Indians to the Browns, and it's like, we're just a part of that history. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just a part of that history, and you're like, you know what? No, fuck that. No, we're not. No, we're not. We're not a part of that history. Let's change this.
And look at all the comebacks we started.
Right.
We take full credit. we take full credit for the Patriots, for the Cubs, even though we didn't really enjoy that one at all. But yeah, there was something to be said.
Yeah,
when you watch people do something that you believe is unthinkable and has never been done, and all of a sudden in almost, what, in three major sports after that, the Super Bowl, baseball, you see, you know, something that hasn't been done accomplished.
National championship.
Yeah, national championship game. It was cool. It was this, and I'm glad that I'm on the positive side of this, because I've been on the other side a lot. But just, it was a hell of a year in sports.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
It was.
You have to. I want to hear some people's opinions on what was the best year across the board in sports. You know, going back in history in the last like 50 years.
Well, that means you can't put the Super Bowl in it, right?
Yeah, the Super Bowl is part of this one.
Well, I say if you go calendar year.
Oh, okay.
If you just go calendar year across the board, you know, it's like there's a grand slam in a calendar year, and then there's like just having all four. So
So if I had to give the listeners here, because it's hard to just like, it's one thing. You have great books, and then you have some people who just follow great writers.
Yeah.
One of my favorite writers is Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah.
And he wrote three of my favorite books.
Outliers.
One is Outliers.
Love that book.
One is Blink, and one is David and Goliath. And obviously, if you get an opportunity to read it, they're unbelievable. Unbelievable three great books about different things, about things that we all go through on a day-to-day basis. Obviously, you know, David and Goliath, you know, the underdog, you know, and people just counting you out and things of that nature. He's just phenomenal to me, and I got a great deal of respect for that author. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But the hardest part of it is when you kind of recommend books to people, the hardest part is getting started. It's like not many people want to take the time in to work on themselves, and it's a lot of hard work to unveil all those layers that you've kind of built up over time as an individual and as a person. And you start out, you kind of want to put people in a better position to be ready to receive themselves, mm-hmm. and be able to communicate and be able to deal with kind of other people not enjoying their journey as much as you would want them to. Mm-hmm. So what I mean is that you start reading, you start you start kind of looking at things differently in a different vision and a different eye. And because it makes someone else uncomfortable, they'll try to deter you from what that right path is. So you read a book and you're like, okay, I'm going to start getting up at this time. I'm going to start thinking about this at this particular time during the day. And then when I'm communicating with somebody, I'm going to try to do new things. It's the hardest thing. So many people want to bash that change down because it makes them uncomfortable, because you're unveiling so many layers of truth in yourself. So it's like getting started is the kind of the hardest part of people actually wanting to be better as a person, as people. It's hard. But Jen Sincero, You Are a Badass, is a pretty good start. That's where I started.
I got one more book, too.
That's an author?
Jen Sincero, okay. Yeah.
I got one more book for anybody that loves to compete or overtake something or put themselves in battle. And that could be from a workplace. That could be from a professional athlete place. It's The Art of War by Sun Tzu. That's also one of my favorite books that I read when I went to Miami. And it hit home for me at that point in time. It just talks about just the preparation for combat. And everybody think it's just the point where, you know, when, you know, the time is on television, it's 8 o'clock and the game comes on, the tip ball happens. But it's a preparation, like from the point that you fall asleep the night before to where you dream about what you're going to accomplish, to the time that you wake up and get out of bed, the time you brush your teeth, you know, to the time that you put your clothes on and leave outside either your house if you're at home or you leave outside your hotel room when you're on the road. It's just the preparation, how you mentally prepare yourself for battle every single day. And you can't have one moment where you're not thinking about what I need to do to help my troops be successful. Because there's another side of troops, another side is trying to conquer you and trying to gather the red flag. So that hit home for me as well. So
I have a question for you. How do you find enjoyment in the freedom out of still being able to live your life and then still be able to perform on the basketball court like you do instinctually, where it looks seamless and it looks like, you know what I mean, you're having right. We know you're having fun
because
we see it, and I know you're having fun for sure, but it may look like something different.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where you know it's planned and you know you're prepared for it, but I don't think the listeners understand what that preparation, and do you get enjoyment out of it, of that preparation?
I am addicted to the process. I'm addicted to the process. And if you can ask my it's so funny. I just told my wife the other day that I apologized to her. She was like, what are you apologizing for? I said, because the journey that I'm on to want to be the greatest to ever play this game, or the point where no one ever forgets what I accomplished, I've at times lost the fact of how important you are to this whole thing. And she was like, well, I know that you appreciate it. I said, no, I want you to understand that along this journey, while I'm playing this game, that there will be times where I'll lose the fact of how important you and my three kids are, my babies are, because of how indebted I am in on trying to be cemented in something that will last forever. And I enjoy the game, man. I enjoy the game. I enjoy, obviously, you know, when you got guys like you guys, it helps you enjoy more and you're winning. But it's times where you, like, sit back and you're like, I wish it was, like, I don't want to say easier, but you wish it, like, I wish my mind would turn off. I rarely get sick. When I get sick, it's because my mind won't shut off. I can't shut my mind off. I can't stop. You know, like I can't stop. So, I mean, it's just all part. It's all part of the drug, man. I'm addicted to the process.
Except like Gooby.
When y'all ready to wrap this up, I want to end with something for audio that my daughter want to say to the viewers.
Let's do that.
Can you hear it? So I just put it like right here.
Yes.
So my daughter's decided, she's been watching a lot of our games lately. So she's decided this is what she wants to say. Let me make sure this is up. Yeah.
Baby, say it again.
So, I don't know. Did you guys catch that? Let's hear it.
Repeat.
Baby, say it again.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's what my baby on right now.
The perfect way.
So that's that's what my baby want to give to the viewers. She watching the games and she repping the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And she's two. For Channing Fry, Richard Jefferson, Kyrie Irving, LeBron James. It is another edition of Road Tripping.
What's up? An ATL shouty.
ATL shouty. What do I do for you?